Simon Khalifa is based.
Yes, based through Zion, including Zion.
Okay, I think I told Paris last night that we did base. She put it on the chat that we did base. Okay, based through Zion.
Yeah, based including Zion. Yeah, that's for today.
Okay. The Chazaras Tfilas Shliach Tzibur. During Chazaras Hashatz, Kima Shliach Tzibur Kvar Espalo B'Shnei Atzmon. Since the Shliach Tzibur already down by himself, the Lachash, in the Sanu Shmon Esrei, the Einer Chazar as a Tfila, Rak B'Shvil Hashem, the only reason why he's doing Chazaras Hashatz is for the people listening. L'chein Tzrigan Shiyu Dafka Tisha Shoyman Vainin. You need Dafka 9 people listening and answering. So he shouldn't be a bracha levatola. And then the parentheses is important. Remember that the Kitzer said from Sif Tezayin Tezvav that you don't have for Kaddish, you don't have to wait for 10. You could even daven for 6, and that's the most common application of the situation. You by Myriv, you have 10 guys or 11 guys, and 3 guys are davening long, and everybody wants to get out of there. So everybody says, oh, what do you mean you can do it with 6? Yes, the kids of Shulchan Aruch paskins that 6 is enough. That does not apply to Chazaras Hashatz. That's a mistake that people make. Does not apply to Chazaras Hashatz. So it doesn't apply to Shachris or Mincha. Only for Kaddish. Although there is a Shita that says you could start Chazaras Hashatz with 6. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not be Simcha on that Shita at all. But there is a Shita out there like that. Right. Fine. So that's the first thing to know. And the other thing to know is
all those guys, they count 6 people that are done with Shmoneh Esrei to start. There's all Narishkeit, you're saying.
It's not Narishkeit. There's a Shita like that, but for Chazoras Shatz, the Shatz is making a bracha levatolo. So if anybody ever finds himself in that predicament, what the Paiskim say to do is make it as a Nedava. In your head, that if there's no not even anybody should do that really at every Chazaras Hashatz, because unfortunately, it's sometimes you can get it's hard to get 10 people that you know for sure are definitely answering. And another thing that comes up with this is, does the Shliach Tzibur have to daven the Silent Shmoneh Esrei? So it's mashma from the kids of Shulchan Aruch that he has to. Meaning sometimes you have a guy that comes in late, an oval, and I don't know how often it happens. He comes in late. And he wants to start the Chazaras Hashatz and let that be his silent Shmoneh Esrei. So if you do that, then you don't have any bracha levatola issues. But that's not so poshut. That's not so poshut. And Corona, when they had Yom Narayim, so they put the Paiskin Paskin that you can have one chazan walking around to different shuls to do Chazaras Hashatz with them at different times. Okay, v'lachain, kishigesh minyan mitzumtum, when you have a minyan mitzumtum, meaning exactly 10, srichan lashkiach, you have to be careful, shalayas, chashli, yotzibah, chazaras atfila. You have to be careful not to start. Excuse me, Chazaras Hashatz. Achi yigmru kulon tefilah sayin sheyuchlu lanes until all of them, meaning he's talking about 10 people, all of them have to finish so that they could answer. And then how many people do you have to wait for? So many people have the custom to just wait. Once there's 10, you go. But really, really it's much better to wait for the majority. You're supposed to wait for the majority of people that to finish, and then of course you have that you should wait for the Rav. I'll cover that Torah, not because you need to. Fine. Shliach Tzibur Gimel. Shliach Tzibur Tzarek Lizar Kishu Mesayim Brocha Achas Shloi Lahasla Brocha Shnia Ad Lachas Shomer Rav Tzibur Amen. The Shliach Tzibur needs to be careful that you cannot start the next bracha until everybody finishes saying amen. Right? Meaning if you say chayin adas, and then they say amen, then you're ready on to, especially in the fast minyanim. You can't start the hashivino avino until everybody's amen is finished. Now, if you have the straggler who's like, you know, you always got that guy who says the amen very loud and long. So really, you don't have to wait for him, although it is preferable to wait for him too. Take a bracha acheres, and if you start the next bracha immediately, which is Magen Avram, the Hiskel Miad Atogivor, Azai Kivat Shehiskel Loimer Atogivor. Since he started saying Atogivor, Shuv Ein Oimrim Amen. That the people can no longer say Amen. Boinish Bittel Amen Azu, and then you have the punishment of being mevatel from saying Amen. Meaning, so the problem is that the Chazan starts the next bracha, then the people can no longer answer Amen. So if you're going very fast, If you're being a chazan going very fast, it's really, you shouldn't, you can't do that. Kedalit, b'kedusha, yizor kolecha l'chavin raglo sh'yushtein b'yachad. Everybody should be careful to put their feet together by kedusha. Kedusha ki ilu hein regal achas, so it's like one foot, like you have one foot. K'mashu kazav raglaim regal yishar, and their feet are straight. U'kashayimim kadosh kadosh, v'chein baruch v'yimloch, meirim gufoy v'akeva l'mali, you lift up your body and your heels up. It doesn't say that you do it by each kaddish, but it seems like that is the minig. He just says when you say kaddish kaddish, you lift up, but he doesn't say you do it by. He says by yimelech too. Although there are those that say that yimelech is not really part of kedusha, so you don't have to do it by yimelech. But now you can lisa inayim lamarim, and the minig is to lift your eyes to the skies. The toiv shitiyana seguras, and it's good that it should be closed. Although the Mishnah Berurah says that the eyes should be open when you look up, but you're supposed to look up. When you say Kaddish and Baruch and Yimlach. Now, how long do you keep your feet together? There's always a big hack. Do you, once you finish Yimlach or once you finish Akela Kaddish? It's certainly better to keep your feet together till after Akela Kaddish, although not everybody holds that. And even if you don't keep your feet together, but at least for sure to stay standing. Right? Except obviously in Yom HaNaroyim, where you don't have to stand with your feet together till they get to HaMelech HaKadosh. Fine. There's something else I can't remember now that comes up. Okay. Kishamagi Shliach Tzibur L'Maidim. Hey, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Maidim, Mishtachim Kol HaKahol, the whole Kehillah is supposed to bend down, but it's not supposed to be a major bending, just a little bit. Vayomer Maidim D'Rabbanan Kulay B'Shtachaviyah. Where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you should be bent over for the entire time. Right? That's based on a Ramah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you bend a little in the beginning and you bend a little at the end. And the Gra, I think the Gra, you just bend the beginning and that's it. And you have to stand though. So the bowing has to, people, you have to stand for the bowing. Now what's Pshat? Why do we say Maidim D'Rabbanan? Because when it's not proper, when the chazan is thanking Hashem, that we all just sit around. Thanking Hashem is so important that we have to do some form of thanking Hashem while the chazan is doing it. Let's say you either came really late or you're davening a very long Shemen Esrei, and the chazan is up to Maidim. Im hu aymed b'emtza bracha. So if you're in the middle of a bracha, mishtacha v'gamkein, you could also bow down because it looks like you're doing what the tzibur is doing. But aval imma aymer betchilas bracha b'sayv bracha. But if you're at the end, beginning or the end of a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, lo yishtachave, you should not bow. Mishum da'asa lo hayse v'shtachaviyah betchilas bracha b'sayv bracha, because you're not allowed to add on your own bowings to the beginning of a bracha or the end of a bracha. Lo yisen shom rabbi yisein uzal, because since all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei we bow are either at the beginning of the bracha or at the end of a bracha. So if you do it on let's say v'Yerushalayim, so then that looks like you're adding to Shemoneh Esrei, but to bow in the middle, that doesn't look like you're adding, because that's clearly you're bowing having nothing to do with the standard halacha of bowing during Shemoneh Esrei. That is a fascinating Makor Chaim. He brings it here in the footnote from the Makor Chaim from the Chavos Yar. There's two Makor Chaims. There's one of the one was the Nesivos, and one is the Chavos Yar. So the Chavos Yar writes that the Maidim D'Rabbanon that we say talks about. It's a beautiful tefillah, he says, and it's a bakasha for arichas yomim. So even somebody who missed it because you're davening Shemoneh Esrei or you're davening v'yichidus, he says you should say it after davening, either after Shemoneh Esrei or after tachmi. You should say the maidim. I never knew that. I found that to be pretty fascinating thing. Okay, vav. Kaidim shomer sim shalom. Before we say sim shalom, aymar alakenu v'kevi senu barchenu. Anybody ever wonder why we say Keni Ratzon and not Amen? V'lo yomru Amen. V'chein k'sh'omer v'yichonecho v'shalom. Same thing, but v'yichonecho and v'shalom. Right, so why don't we say Amen? Because it's not a bracha. The Kehanim are the ones that are supposed to be benching us, not the Chazan. So we're just doing it as a representation of what really should be going on. So Mimela, that's why you just say Ken Yihi Ratzon, but we don't say Amen, because it's not a bracha to us in Behan. There is a
Chabad, Chabad actually. Chabad has
yes, yes. Some Hasidim do say Amen, and I forgot where I saw it. But if a Kohen is davening for the Amud, then some say you could say Amen because then it's sort of like a Kohen's make being Mevarach, right?
Okay. So whenever I'm davening Ari, I try to do the same that they're doing. So I try to pay attention when they're saying Amen. Instead of Kain Yirat, so it's a habit that I say it anyway.
Don't want to say it. Don't some do both? They do both Amen Kain Yirat, or just
Amen? Some Chabad does Amen. Other Hasidim do Amen Kain Yirat.
Yeah,
Chabad just does Amen.
I think a lot of Hasidim do Amen Kain Yirat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. We only say Pesharchus and Musaf, not by Mincha. Rak b'tainis tzibur, but on a tainis tzibur, sharem gam b'mincha, sim shalom, azayim b'shliach tzibur, gam alakenu v'lkev v'sein. Right, so when you say sim shalom, that's when you say alakenu v'lkev v'sein, even though Nusach Sfarat says sim shalom by mincha. Right? Okay. V'ein oimrim oisib b'beis oval, we don't say it in a beis oval, which is also not everybody agrees to that, but like b'tishav of b'shachris, and not by b'tishav of in shachris. Fine, Zion.
Where does the minute come? Since some people say, "Says Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Avinu."
Oh, I have no. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure if I looked in the Piskei Tshuvos over there on this simon, I'm sure you would have epis where it comes from. Yeah, Zion. I'm sorry. Remember, you're a regular yeshiva guy. We have the minimum. We're you know we say the minimum. So all this extra stuff, I don't know. Yeah, Zayin. Also, something that's not necessarily everybody agrees to. He should say, "Yul Ratzon." Right? That's the way the Kitzer says it. If I will say a shalosh psias and it's up, but to take the three steps back, that you don't need to do. Shasayim halab psias shasayim kadosh hashalim, because every Shmoneh Esrei, every Chazar Sashat has a kadosh shalom after it. Right, it could be after Uvalatzion, or it could be by Meirev, it's right away, and by Minchah, it's after Tachnon, for those that say Tachnon, right? But that will cover you for the Eis Shalom that the Chazan has to do. Although there are those that say that you should say Yul Ratzon and take the three steps back, but that's the way Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it like that, as far as I remember, and the Kitzur certainly is not saying it like that. Now, what happens if you're switching Chazonim for Asheri Uvalatzion? Right, so now the Chazan is not getting to say Eis HaShalom, which is why I think some places have the minig that they don't switch Chazanim in the middle. Right, so then Lechaira, if you are going to switch, then the first Chazan should say Eis HaShalom and say Yul Ratzon because he's done. Right, and then some say on a Monday and a Thursday to do it because the Chazan is. He's going to be walking around, et cetera, et cetera. Now, a chazan, that's another thing to know. A chazan is not allowed, really not allowed to talk until he takes these three steps back of the Eis HaShalom. So if you're a chazan, you're in a shul with a davening a long time, and you're waiting around for Chazor HaShashaz, you want to chop a shmooze with somebody, yeah, it's really not proper because it's all part of, and besides, you also want the smichas kulu l'tfila to be connected to the Chazor HaShashaz too. So you want to be Isaac and Shmoneh Esrei the entire time. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.